State Tournament Basketball. Live and direct from center court, the golden year of the Kentucky State High School Basketball Tournament. Your hosts, All-Star American Dairies throughout Kentuckiana, People's Bank and Trust Company, the forward-looking full-service banks on the move in Madisonville, Erlington, and Slaughter's. And by Hopkins County First Federal Savings and Loan Association, 11 million strong to serve you better. All-Star, People's Banks, and First Federal, delighted to have you as our guests. And now, for state tournament basketball, we take you to Freedom Hall in Louisville.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Bud Tyler, along with Elmer Kelly, Bill Cox, and Bob Proctor from Freedom Hall in Louisville, Kentucky, where tonight the finals of the 1967 Schoolboy Championship will be played between the Erlington Yellow Jackets and the Covington Catholic Colonel. Both ball clubs have been out warming up. Down to our left, the Covington Catholic Ball Club. Directly in front of us, the Yellow Jackets from Erlington. Well, the crowd's still pouring into Freedom Hall here in Louisville, Kentucky, for the final ball game of this championship run, and it's been a great basketball tournament as far as the participation this year. We'll be around with some starting lineups and other information, but right now we have a very interesting interview that Bill Cox made down in the Erlington dressing room right after their thrilling win this afternoon over Breathitt, and here's Bill Cox.
Here we are back in the dressing room with Erlington again. Coach Bob Fox, your game this afternoon. There's another one on the way.
Yes, we're looking for one more, Bill. Just one more. Bill, we'd all love to say that's exactly right, but I tell you, we're going to do this one just like we've tried to do the rest of them. We'd rather talk afterwards than before.
Thank you very much.
Bob?
We wish you the best of luck.
Okay, Bill. Thank you very much.
Okay. Back to...
Now, looking at the lineup tonight for Coach Bob, now at one forward, Justin Sharp, a 6'3 and a half, 175-pound senior. The other forward will be Tyrone Hobson, a 6'2, 178-pound junior. The pivot man will be Jimmy Hicks, a 6'3, 183-pound senior. The guards are Arthur Johnson, a 6-foot, 165-pound senior, and Greg Martin, a 6'1, 150-pound sophomore. There you have the starting lineup for Coach Bob Fox. Bill, this is the first year that Elmer and I have been working together that either one of us has had a representative from our region in the finals of the state high school basketball tournament, and I certainly think it's proper tonight that I'm just going to turn this thing right over to Elmer Kelly and let Elmer see if he can bring the Erlington Yellow Jackets to a state championship here at Freedom Hall. So, Elmer, you take over, and let's go.
Okay, Bud, thank you very much. We're about set to get this ball game underway for the 1967 title of the Kentucky Schoolboy Tournament. Sharp, Hobson, Hicks, Johnson, and Martin for the Jackets. Kreinberg, Nall, Schlomer, Fritz, and Cooper for Covington Catholic. In the center circle, there's two centers, George Schlomer and Jimmy Hicks. The ball about to be tossed up. It's in the air, and it goes in the backcourt. Fed on the drive, up and under for a one-hander that's missed, banged across once, twice, out it comes. Erlington's got the basketball. Across the 10-second line comes Greg Martin down the baseline left corner at the top of the keyhole, looks for help. Feeds across, here is Tyrone Hobson, and he's fouled on the way in. The foul's on George Schlomer, the big center. Hobson started his drive. Schlomer popped him as he went down the alley. At the line for the Erlington Yellow Jackets, with no score on the board as yet, is Tyrone Hobson. He's got one shot. Big deep breath, the ball's in the air, he got it. And Erlington gets the first point and goes on top, 1-0. The Erlington press is slapped on. Inbounds it comes to Randy Nall. To Kreinberg in backcourt. Fed off on the flip to Jim Cooper, and Cooper gets in the front court with it across the thin second line. So on the first Erlington zone press, the Colonels of Covington Catholic get it across. Out front with it, on the feed to the left side, goes Jimmy Cooper. Over his head in the corner. A pump shot out of there by Joe Kreinberg is good. Joe Kreinberg gets the first basket and puts Covington Catholic on top of the ballgame 2-0. Greg Martin across the line, still dribbling. Checks, goes down the alley. He fakes, he's got a little 6-foot shot. Oh, good, on the tip and knocked out of bounds. Touched by Schlomer, it'll go to the Jackets to bring right in underneath their own basket. On the baseline goes Greg Martin. Flips it out deep on the guard line. Here is a twist up for a one-hand pumper. Goes Johnson. It's in and out on the spin. Rebound down to Schwarmer. Schwarmer pulls it off. Feeds it in backcourt now to Joe Fritz. Top of the keyhole. Right flip goes to Jim Cooper. Back to Fritz. Fritz with a 30-footer. Good! It's 4-1 in favor of Covington Catholic. The Jackets had a couple of easy shots. They missed them. Across the line comes Tyrone Hobson. Top of the keyhole feeds Greg Martin out to the right side. Back to Hobson. Holds it over his head. Gets a screen. Goes into the right corner. Jumps with a 10-footer. It's up and out of there. No good. Rebound fought for. In the corner with it is Arthur Johnson. Back to the baseline he goes with it. Feeds out front to Greg Martin. Martin holds up one finger and moves back to the top of the circle. Hooks to the right side to Hobson. The bounce from the top of the keyhole. Spinning goes Johnson. Turns around. He's got a shot and he's blocked and fouled. No, they check it. They called him walking. No foul. He was called for walking. He moved in on top of Joe Fritz. The press is slapped on again. In the backcourt, it goes to the big boy as Nall gets across the 10-second line. Covered up out front now by Justin Sharp. In the middle, it comes to Jim Cooper. Cooper dribbles around the horn to the right. Back to the middle to Fritz to the left side. A fake and one-hand pumpers in and good from the corner. Randy Nall. It's 6-1 in a hurry. And the Jackets want to call a timeout. They'll get it. The clock stopped with 5:49 left to play in the first quarter. It's 6-1 in favor of Covington Catholic. Back at Freedom Hall in Louisville. The ball back into action as Erlington's got it. Out front with it comes Greg Martin. Looks to the left. Feeds it to Hobson. Hobson goes in the corner to Jimmy Hicks. They cut him off. Hicks with the ball over his head. Fakes one way. Fires from the high side. It's going to be way short. Easy down for the rebound came Joe Kleinberg. Out front it comes on the flip to Jim Cooper, and he brings it across the line. Fakes the top of the keyhole, looks for help. Cross court. Joe Kreinberg faked the shot, didn't go with it. Back to the left side to Cooper in the corner. Here's a pop out of there by Randy Nall. It's no good. Ball picked off by Nall. They double-team him and knocking him across the baseline. So it'll be put back in now by Covington Catholic. Randy Nall in the corner. He gets it in to George Schlomer. Outside the guard line to Jimmy Cooper. Cooper flips to the right side to Fritz in the corner. Bobbled, but recovered by Joe Kreinberg. Kreinberg's tied up. Jumping in to grab him went Tyrone Hobson. 6-1 the score. It'll be flipped up between Joe Kreinberg and Hobson. Toss and tip is to the Jackets in the backcourt. They want to go for the fast break, but hold it up. Greg Martin brings it right down the middle at the top of the circle. Still on the bounce. Looks to the left side. In the corner, trying to go for the drive as Arthur Johnson, and he's fouled on the way in. And Fritz picks up his first personal foul, the second team foul against Covington Catholic. 6-1 your score. At the line is Arthur Johnson. He's got one shot. In the air, he got it. It's now 6-2. The Jackets down by 4. The press is slapped on the backcourt again. Cooper's on the baseline. He's looking inside. Gets it on the flip to Fritz. Fritz is in trouble again. He goes back in the corner with it to Cooper. Cooper down floor. Flips on the backside to Fritz, and Fritz gets across the line with it. They had that one figured out pretty well. Jim Cooper off to the right of the top of the circle. Looks for a receiver in the corner to Joe Kreinberg. Back to Cooper. Here's a shot that bangs out of there. No good. Chased in the corner. Goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Tyrone Hobson. It'll come right back in to Covington Catholic's Colonels. 4 minutes and 16 seconds left in the first quarter. 6-2, the lead in favor of Covington Catholic. Cooper in the middle to Fritz. Back to Cooper it goes. Cooper on the side to Kreinberg, and he boots it across the baseline and out of bounds. The ball belongs to the Jackets. It'll be tossed in by Arthur Johnson to Greg Martin, a two-man press in backcourt, not too much pressure. Johnson gets across the line. Martin's out to the left of the circle, and they call a foul on Greg Martin for charging. Greg Martin picks up his first personal foul, the first team foul against the Jackets. It'll be flipped across the line now to Cooper, and he'll bring it down. Loops in the corner. Kreinberg with it over his head. Outside back to Cooper in the lane. Loses the ball. Here's a 2-on-3 fast break as Johnson sets, fires from 20, and got it. It's 6-4. The press slapped on again. They got the big boy in. The flip goes deep to Kreinberg. He drives. He fakes. He fires. He hits. Nice fake, put him wide open. Greg Martin with a left-hand dribble comes across the 10-second line, being chased by Jimmy Cooper all the way over. Right side hooks to Hobson. Hobson gets a pick, goes to the top of the circle with it, turns, looks for help, bounces back to Martin in the corner to Johnson, fed to Jimmy Hicks. Hicks, around hand, one-hander, up and out of there, no good. Tipped up once. In the corner, goes out of bounds, belongs to Erlington. Martin flips in deep on the guard line to Johnson. Johnson fakes the shot over his head to Tyrone Hobson. The bounce to Hicks. Hicks underneath. Shoots over Schlomer, and it's no good. Tipped up once, no good, by Justin Sharp. Hicks underneath with it. He missed it. Rebound comes off, and the whistle. And the foul's going to be called on the jacket. It's on Tyrone Hobson. Kreimberg bounces about three times. Has the basket. The flip in the air is short. Banged off in the corner, and Hobson's got it. Hobson comes out with it through heavy traffic. Goes, fires a little six-footer. It's going to go in good. Tyrone Hobson makes it 8-6. The Jackets have the press on again. Here's a long heave down floor, and it's stolen by Greg Martin. Beautiful grab by Martin as he comes back across the line, dribbling. Top of the circle. Hooks to Hobson. Hobson up to the right side of the alley. Here goes Sharp on the drive, cut off out front by Kreimberg. Can't get in. Hobson looks down the alley. Nobody there. A bounce back to Arthur Johnson at the head of the circle. Johnson feeds Justin Sharp deep out. Martin fakes a shot, goes into the alley, and comes right back out with it to Tyrone Hobson. Hobson's going to drive. He fakes, fires from 10, up and out of there. No good. In the corner, kicked out of bounds by Hobson. The press is slapped on again, and they call too much time. Too much time taken by Jimmy Cooper to get the ball in bounds, and it belongs to the Jackets. Here's the tie-up chance, and a timeout's going to be taken right here by Covington Catholic's Colonel. Stops the clock at 2:08. The score, 8-6 in favor of Covington Catholic. This is the All-Star Dairy Sports Network. Time blown back in. Erlington's basketball to flip inbounds as Greg Martin goes to the baseline to do the honors. It comes outside to the guard line. Arthur Johnson over his head to the right side to Tyrone Hobson. Back in the corner. Martin fires out of the corner. Good! That ties the score at 8-8. And the press is on again. And again, they don't get it in bounds. Now they do, just barely make it. And a steal by Justin Sharp at the head of the lane. He turns and lips it back behind to Johnson, to Tyrone Hobson. Hobson across the front of the circle. Looks behind to Greg Martin. Greg Martin fakes left, goes back right. Still on the bounce, backing up on the dribble. He's out front, deep out. Feeds on the side to Tyrone Hobson. He goes in the alley with a screen. There's Hobson's shot. It is up and falls off of there. Gets way out back court. And on the chase, it is knocked out of bounds. Received in bounds beautifully. And they call him across the line. A beautiful save across the baseline by Hobson as he hooked it back in. But they're going to give it out of bounds to Covington Catholic. Here's the flip in the corner to Cooper. Cooper with his ball bouncing back into the middle now. Comes to the top of the circle. Stops his dribble. Feeds left side. Back to Cooper. Cooper faked the shot. Hooks in the corner. Out of there with it goes Kreimberg. No good. Rebound banged up again. No good. Caught back in the corner. Picked up by Joe Fritz. Back out to Cooper. Cooper's got a shot from the head of the circle. This one rims out. Banged up again. Fought for and pulled off and finally shot again and missed again and banged in the corner and finally picked up again by George Schlomer. Outside the Knoll. No, back to Cooper, and the Colonels will set it up again. They must have had seven shots that time, could not get the ball to go through. Fritz to Cooper at the head of the circle. Back to Joe Fritz in the corner. On the side to George Schlomer. He lets the ball taken away from him. On the drive goes Justin Sharp. He dribbles here into the corner and checks off with it and hangs on. Looks behind him, he's got Greg Martin. A jumper by Greg is good. And the Jackets go into the lead for the first time, 10-8. Inbound shot goes to the left side to Schlomer. They lock him off. In the corner driving, Kreimberg shot blocked, knocked down and a foul to the basket. It's going to be on Justin Sharp. First foul against Justin Sharp. The 13th foul against the Arlington Yellow Jackets. And to the line to shoot goes Joel Kreimberg. For Covington Catholic, he's got two on the way. He can tie the score. The first shot's in the air. Rolls out, no good. 10-8. Erlington leads it. 19 seconds left in the first quarter. Kreimberg's second shot. It's up and falls out of there. No good. Rebound down to Justin Sharp. And the Jackets have got it. Sharp across the 10-second line. Picks up speed. Changes gears. Goes into the corner. All the way up and under. Backhand layup. Good. 12-8. The Jackets by 4. The press has been slapped on. A steal almost inbounds. Picked up in the backcourt by Knoll. He's in trouble. And the buzzer ends the first quarter. At the end of the first quarter, Erlington 12, the Covington Catholic Colonels 8. Ball tipped in the corner, picked up by Randy Knoll outside as the Colonels have it. Jimmy Cooper out front to the top of the keyhole. Erlington spreading out with the hands in the air. Cooper looks down the alley. Nobody there. Feeds left corner to Nall. Gets it right back. Cooper fakes a shot. Fires it back to Nall in the corner. The big boy's going to pump it. It's across. No good. Ball battled in the corner. And the whistle and the foul is going to be detected in the backcourt against Erlington against Tyrone Hobson. And boy, they're blowing that whistle tight tonight. Joe Kreinberg takes the shot and rims it out. And the rebound pulled off by Jimmy Hicks. Kreinberg's missed three in a row at the free throw line. Justin Sharp at the top of the keyhole, checks off on his dribble, looks down the alley, here's Hicks up and under, he missed the shot. Ooh, I thought he had that one, dragged off by George Slummer. Slummer behind to Joe Fritz, and Fritz comes across the line for the Colonel, feeds to Jimmy Cooper, at the top of the keyhole, back to Fritz, back to Cooper, they crisscross it. In the corner, Noel with a 20-footer, up across, no good, ball batted across the baselines and out of bounds. And Jimmy Hicks has really got his hands full tonight to try and whip this big Covington Catholic center, Slummer. Inbounds outside to Fritz. Fritz over his head, back to Cooper at the top of the circle. Cooper feeds back in the corner to Noel. Noel's going to shoot another one. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound. They lock him up on the floor. Ball's battled around, picked up, stolen, and a whistle. And another foul is going to be called on the Jackets. And this one again is on Tyrone Hobson, and that's number three. It's still 12-8 in favor of Erlington, and Cooper's going to get one free throw. Off the bench for Erlington comes Bob Level, a 6'1", 150-pound senior, will replace Tyrone Hobson. Hobson's going to go to the bench and sit down for a while. At the line for Covington Catholic is Jim Cooper. Now the bonus is in effect. The shot's in the air, and it's up and good. He'll get the bonus. 12-9 the score. Erlington leads it. Cooper back for the second shot. Pumps it up and got it. 12-10. Two-man press in the backcourt. As across the line comes Arthur Johnson. Makes his way in the front court. Looks toward Hicks. They got him locked up back there. They're two-teaming Hicks. Johnson spins, has to get rid of the basketball, and didn't do it in time. They're going to jump it. He did not get rid of it in time, so they're going to have to jump it. Arthur Johnson will jump it with Joe Fritz. They step him in. Check each side. Toss and tip is to the Jackets to the left side. Here is Justin Sharp. Double fake. Sharp fires. Got it. Second field basket for Justin Sharp. It's 14-10. The press is slapped on. They get it inside to Noel. Almost taken away. They got him in the backcourt again. And the ball is booted. Recovered by Greg Martin. Martin down to the top of the keyhole. Dribbles his way. Fires a little soft shot that's no good. Rebound to Level. And his shot is smacked out of bounds by Randy Nall. A beautiful defensive save by Randy Nall. It'll be tossed back in by the Jackets. Greg Martin in short. Here's Sharp out of the corner. Boom! Right through the bottom. Third field basket for Justin Sharp. The press is slapped on again. It's hooked and bounds. Picked off on the side to Slomer to Fritz. Now and Fritz will get it across the line. 16-10. The Jackets by six. Cooper to the right side of the alley. Shovels back to Fritz. He's going to fire a long one. This one's good. He popped it right through from 28 feet. Joe Fritz gets his second field basket. Two-man press in backcourt now by Covington Catholic. Along the line comes Greg Martin. Stumbling. Goes into the corner along the baseline. Checks off on his dribble, fakes, goes right to left, comes back, fires a little one-hander. Good! Greg Martin gets his third basket. It's 18-12, Erlington again by six. Inbound shot comes to Nall. Nall's in trouble, but gets it to Cooper. Cooper fires down the middle. Here goes Kreinberg. He shot, blocked, knocked out of bounds, and the foul's going to be called on Arthur Johnson. Kreinberg takes aim. Here's the ball, punched up, and rolls out. No good. That's four in a row that Kreinberg has missed from the line. 18-12, Erlington still by six. 5:31 on the clock in the first half. Kreinberg's second shot is pushed up. It bounces high off the brace, picks up in the air, comes down, and the Jackets have got it. It's Justin Sharp as it's smacked in behind, and they whistle. No basket. They're going to give it to let's see whom. It'll go right back to... No, they're going to give it to Covington Catholic. They said Sharp had his foot on the baseline. Randy Nall will flip it in short to Cooper. Cooper in the top of the circle. Almost lost it. Gets it in the corner. Schlomer's going to shoot out of the corner, and he rolls it across. No good. Hicks down for the rebound. He loses it. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Greg Martin. Martin will bring it down himself. Martin still dribbling. Checks off to the left-hand corner. Turns around to the baseline. Comes back with it. Shovels it off to Jimmy Hicks. Hicks wanted to shoot. Gets it to Sharp. Sharp! Oh, the hook shot beauty! Justin Sharp, a beautiful right-hand hook shot. It's now 20-12, and Covington Catholic calls for a timeout. Back in Freedom Hall, Elmer Kelly with Bud Tyler, Bill Cox, Bob Proctor, and Bill Ayer. We're set to go back into action. It'll be Covington Catholic's basketball to try and bring the length to the floor. Into the ball game is Dale Overman now for Covington Catholic's Colonels. Dale Overman. Here's the ball bounced in bounds to Randy Knoll. A steal picked up in the backcourt by Justin Sharp. There's his shot. It's going to be short. Ball banged off, taken down by Joe Fritz, and Fritz turns around and hangs on to it. Flip to Jimmy Cooper across the thin second line. Cooper to the top of the circle. Fakes a shot, bounces in the corner. Knoll, he's going to fire one. Knoll shoots it. It's going to be across, no good. Banged up once, no good. Fought for and locked up under the basket. They'll jump it. 4 minutes and 36 seconds left to play in the first half. Erlington leads 20-12. Their biggest lead at 8 points. Justin Sharp will jump with Randy Knoll. Toss and tip is in the backcourt to Joe Fritz, and he almost lost it. Fritz hangs on over his head with it, bounces behind him to Cooper. Cooper with a couple of bounces goes up, cut off by Bob Level. Back on the side now. In the feed goes to Slomer. Slomer almost loses it. Does lose it as he had the last hand on it. And the ball belonged to the Jackets to bring the length to the floor. And what a tremendous defensive job Erlington is doing on this big George Slomer. Arthur Johnson battles his way across the thin second line. Gets Greg Martin in the middle. Martin looks around, holds up one finger. Banks goes left, gets away from Cooper. Still dribbling, top of the circle. Bats the ball in here. Here goes Justin Sharp with a layup. No good. Ball out front, chased off and picked out by Dale Overman. Sharp did not have a shot. Cooper to the right side. Banks tries to draw a foul from Level, but he doesn't go for it. Cooper back out on the guard line deep. Bounce pass back in the corner to Slomer. Back to Cooper. Cooper fakes a shot, almost lost it again. Hooks it back to Slomer. Slomer from the high corner, no good. Ball battled down, taken off by Greg Martin. The Jackets have got it across the 10-second line. Martin fakes, drives, shoots, and hits. Greg Martin doesn't show any signs of the bad ankle yet. Inbounds pass goes across the line to Dale Overman. It's 22-12. Erlington leads it. Jimmy Cooper to the top of the circle. Cut off, looks down the alley, fires to the right side to Slomer. Slomer back to Cooper. Cooper, a long one-hand shot. High on the back brace, hit the top of the circle, no good. Foul taken off of there by Justin Sharp, and they call him for walking. 3 minutes and 14 seconds left to play in the first half. Erlington leads it 22-12. It'll be tossed in by the big boy, Randy Knoll, to the baseline. Into the corner, they cover up Slomer. Outside to Cooper, hook back to Knoll. Knoll shoots from the high side, misses. Ball tipped up once and out of there, no good. Fought for back outside, a whistle, and the foul's going to be called on somebody. It's going to be on Bob Level.
Foul by Level.
Bob Level of the Jackets picks up his first personal foul. The one bonus is in effect as Randy Knoll goes to the line for Covington Catholic. 22-12, Erlington leads it. 3 minutes and 3 seconds left to play in the first half. Knoll with a free throw, shoots it way off to the side. Rebound down to Bob Level as he fights his way out of there with it. Over the 10-second line comes Justin Sharp. Fakes, tries to get around Overman. Spins, comes back with it. Bounced it to Jimmy Hicks. Hicks turns around, fires from the side. It is no good. Level with a rebound. He turns, he shoots, and he misses. And this one is fought for and picked off there by Joe Fritz. Fritz looks down floor. The clock running at 2:40 left to play in the first half. Erlington leads it 22-12. Overman to the right side to Slomer. Back outside to Overman. Overman with a long push shot. No good. Up for the rebound and popped in by Slomer. They give it to Fritz instead as they both had a hand on it. Inbounds it comes to Greg Martin. 22-14. Erlington still in the lead. Greg Martin in the top of the circle. Fakes a shot. Shovels it back outside to Level. Level hooks in the corner to Arthur Johnson. Johnson fakes. He wants to go with it to Hicks, and there's a foul from the Bear back called against Randy Knoll. One free throw coming to Jim Hicks. So far, he's been shut out. 22-14. Hicks at the line. Has one shot coming. Hicks looks up, takes aim. The ball in the air is good. He got it. 23-14. Now the press is slapped on by Erlington. Inbounds it comes to Knoll. Knoll turns around into heavy traffic. Looks, hooks a long shot down the right side to Cooper. Cooper drives, fires a shot that's no good. And a whistle, and the foul has been whistled against Arthur Johnson. That'll be number two against Johnson. At the line goes Jimmy Cooper with a one bonus. He's hit two in a row from there. Here's the shot. It's good. He'll get a second one. Cooper comes back for the bonus free throw. 23-15, Erlington in front. Cooper's second flips in the air. This one's good. He got both of them. Four in a row for Jim Cooper from the free throw line. Overman back to press for Covington Catholic. Across the line comes Arthur Johnson. A big fake by Overman as he hit the floor, but no whistle. Here's a shot by Greg Martin. It's no good. Rebound down to Justin Sharp here in right in front of us in the corner. He hooks it back to Arthur Johnson. Johnson gets his dribble out of there. Turns, spins it out front. Level with it to Greg Martin. Martin holds up five fingers. The clock running at a minute 40. Here's a flip now to Justin Sharp. There's his soft shot. It's up, and it's pipped up once, no good. Now comes off with a rebound. Flipped out here to the left side to Schlummer. And Schlummer hangs on. 43-16 the score. Cooper in the corner. Null fires out of the corner. It's no good. Rebound pulled off. As out of there with it came Greg Martin. Martin will bring it across the line himself. Picks up speed, drives him to the top of the circle. Martin's shot. Good! That's 10 points for Greg Martin. He came to play tonight. Bum, ankle, and all. In the null. Fed up the corner. The right side to Dale Overman. 25-16 the score. Erlington leads it. A minute and 3 seconds left on the clock in the first half. Cooper flips to the right side to Schlummer. Schlummer back to Overman. Outside to Cooper. Cooper with the ball over his head. Looks back. Fakes. Gives pit side to Overman. To Null. Back to Overman. Overman firing. It is up and out of there. No good. A fight under there for the rebound, and Jimmy Hicks pulls it off for the Jackets. 45 seconds on the clock. Justin Sharp right in front of us now to the baseline side. Looks. Still looking. Backs it out front to Greg Martin. Martin with the ball down around his knees. Looks down the alley. Martin fakes left. Goes left. Comes back with it. Still on the bounce. Turns, spins, looks for help. Lovell comes off the top of the keyhole with it. Back to Greg Martin. Martin looking outside, being chased. Here's Johnson with it in the deep left corner. He turns and battles his way to the top of the keyhole with a screen on the side. Jimmy Hicks has got a one-hand shot. It's going to be way off the mark. He did not follow the shot. Cooper across the 10-second line. Fakes, drives, fires and misses. It tipped up once, no good. Back in the corner, no good. Out for the side, second shot, no good. And they finally bang it around and nobody gets it. And Greg Martin picks up a personal foul. The second foul against Greg Martin.
Foul by Martin.
25-16. Erlington leads it. 5 seconds left on the clock in the first half. Erlington led the first quarter, 12-8. Two shots on the way to Randy Nall. Here's his first one. It's good. And Nall, after missing five in a row, a check that was Kreimberg. Nall gets his first out of two shots. Second shot is good. He got both of them. So it's Erlington's ball. Here's Hicks from the high side. No good. Ball chased down here. Couldn't get the second shot off as the buzzer ends the first half. The halftime score, Erlington 25. The Covington Catholic Colonels 18. We've got the individual scoring for you. First down the line for the Erlington Yellow Jackets. Justin Sharp has 8 points on 4 field baskets. Tyrone Hobson has 3 on a basket and a free throw. Jimmy Hicks with 1 point on a free throw. Arthur Johnson with 3 on a free throw and a field basket. Greg Martin is tops on the list for the Jackets with 5 fielders for 10 points at halftime. Now for the Covington Catholic Colonels, Joe Kreimberg has 4 points. He has missed 5 straight free throws. He got 2 baskets. Randy Nall has 4 points on a field basket and 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. George Schlummer has been blacked out for the first half. Joe Fritz with 6 points on 3 field baskets. Jim Cooper has 4 straight free throws and 4 points. Back in Freedom Hall in Louisville, and we're about set to get action underway to start the second half here. The score, 25-18 in favor of the Erlington Yellow Jackets. The Jackets in the black uniform, trying to shoot tonight for their 38th win of the season against one defeat. No change in the Erlington lineup. Right back out comes Sharp, Hobson, Hicks, Johnson, and Martin. Overman is still in the ballgame. For the Covington Catholic Colonels, Dale Overman. Here's the toss and tip, bat in the backcourt, and the Jackets have got it as Greg Martin controls and hangs on. Fritz starts to challenge, but then quickly pulls off. So Martin comes across the 10-second line, fakes right, comes back left with it. Line, whistle, and a foul's going to be called on Randy Nall. Hicks at the line for the Jackets has just one shot. Well, the two centers were almost shut out in the first half. Hicks had a point. Schlummer didn't have any. This shot's no good. Ball bangs off and comes down. Picked up in the backcourt by Nall. Outside to Jimmy Cooper. And Cooper comes across the 10-second line for the Covington Catholic Colonels. Fed back to Cooper. There's Cooper's one-hand shot. Good. He got it. Jimmy Cooper gets his first basket. And the Jackets now will put it in play to Justin Sharp. Sharp dribbles around two men. Changes hands. Stops the 10-second line. Gets Tyrone Hobson to the right side. Hobson up to the top of the keyhole to the right, feeds outside to Arthur Johnson. Johnson behind to Greg Martin. Martin turns around, looks for help. Comes back with it to the left side now, on the bounce, just slowly. Martin goes to the baseline, shoots from the side, up and out of there, no good. Ball battled in the corner, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be tossed in by Covington. And Catholic gets the basketball. 25-20. Erlington by 5 points. Across the 10-second line, Cooper to Overman in the corner to Nall. Nall back out to Overman, back to Cooper. Cooper on the short side to Fritz. He fires and rolls it across. Ball banged across the baselines and chased out of bounds, belongs to the Jackets as Randy Nall hit the floor right in front of the Covington bench. Arthur Johnson will flip it in. He's got two men back here. He looks for help, shovels it inside, gets it a return pass right back from Justin Sharp. Sharp to Johnson across the 10-second line. Johnson at the top of the circle, turns around, checks off, looks for help, shovels in the middle to Tyrone Hobson. Hobson chased by Schlomer into the corner and almost lost it. Back outside to Greg Martin on the guard line. Martin to Hobson as he goes from the left to right along the baseline. Into Hick. Hick fumbles the basketball. It's recovered. Picked off in the backcourt by Jimmy Cooper. 25-20. Here's Cooper. He turns, fires anyway, and it's in and out on the spin. Tipped up and in by George Schlomer. And Schlomer gets his first basket of the ball game. And the Jackets lead now, cut to 25-22. Justin Sharp across the 10-second line for Erlington. Being banged around by Fritz, and Fritz on the side, and Schlomer commits a foul as he hits the floor on the back of Tyrone Hobson. That's the second personal foul against George Schlomer. It'll send Tyrone Hobson to the line for the Jackets.
Hobson at the line for one.
He's got one shot coming. Hobson takes aim, pushes it up. No good. Outside, picked off, and fed back here to the left side as the Jackets are stone cold starting the third quarter. 25-22. Flipped to Overman, right side to Fritz. Fritz with the ball over his head, back to Overman. Here's Cooper, faking the shot, goes in the alley. Overman fires from the high side, misses. Ball banged back across the 10-second line, chased down by Cooper. He'll hang on. Still 25-22, Erlington by three. On the side to Nall, back to Cooper. He didn't get the shot away that time. It's flipped back to Nall. Nall's going to fire, and he's got it. And Randy Nall, as the score goes 25-24. Loop down for the Hicks. Hicks up and under. Lays it up and in. He got it. It'll count. As Jimmy Hicks gets his first basket on the fast break. 27-24. Erlington by three. Inbounds to Nall, the big man. He goes with it to Fritz, to Cooper. Cooper under the basket. Heavy traffic underneath. Schlomer hit. George Schlomer gets his second field basket. Loop down floor to Greg Martin. Martin drives. Two on two. Top of the circle. Martin hits. Greg Martin gets his sixth field basket and a foul on Schlomer, and that's number three. At the line for a possible three-point trip goes Greg Martin. It's his first trip to the charity stripe, and he hits it. A buzzer into the ball game.
Number 22
comes Ron Droege, D-R-O-E-G-E, Ron Droege, replacing Jimmy Cooper at a guard for Covington Catholic. Erlington puts on the zone press. Inbounds it comes, almost stolen, picked up by Nall, fired to the right side to Fritz, and Fritz gets across the line with it. 30-26, the Jackets by four. Schlomer hooks it back in the middle. One-hand pumper, good, by Overman. He was wide open. Dale Overman gets his first basket. Here's a flip inbounds now to Tyrone Hobson. Hobson dribbles right between two men. Top of the keyhole, jumps, shoots, and hits. Tyrone Hobson gets his second basket. It's now 32-28. Inbounds to Nall. Nall's in trouble in the backcourt. Gets out of there, and he's fouled by Justin Sharp. Nall at the line has one. The shot's in the air. It's good. Nall gets his third straight basket. Inbound flip goes to Greg Martin. Martin chases down the left side. Fakes, fires, shoots way off the mark. No good. Fouled by Nall. At the line will go Greg Martin for the Jackets. He's got two on the way. Fouled in the act of shooting. The first shot falls off, no good. He bangs his hands on the floor in disgust. Martin back for the second one, pushes it up, it's good. So Martin now with two out of three. Here is Droege inbounds to Joe Fritz. Fritz loops across the 10-second line with it to Nall, outside to Droege. Droege holds it over his head, moves left to right in the corner to Fritz. Fritz fires out of the high shot corner, no good. Rebound picked off of there and recovered out front by Randy Nall as two Jackets were battling for it. He turns and feeds back behind him now to Droege. Droege flipped to the left side to Overman, back to Droege. Droege in the corner. Fritz shooting over the head of Justin Sharp, gets it. Fourth field basket for Fritz. 33-31. Top of the keyhole, fed the right side. Driving is up for a shot. No good by Justin Sharp. Nobody there but Covington Catholic. Backcourt Fritz to Droge across the 10-second stripe. Up to the top of the keyhole. Looks, feet left, Overman. Corner to Nall. Nall cut off by Hicks. Back on this side. Here's Fritz with it. Back to Droge. Droge starts to go. Overman from the top of the keyhole. Good. Second basket by Dale Overman. Driving down the right side goes Roger Johnson. Checks off top of the keyhole. Fires his shot. It's up and off of there. And rebound easily off to Schlomer. And the Jackets are not on the board. 33-33. It's all tied up. Droge back court. Top of the circle. Left side Overman. Corner to Nall. Nall shoots. It's way off the mark. Tipped back underneath. Schlomer gets it. He fires. It's in and good on the right side by Joe Fritz. Fifth field basket for Fritz. Now Covington Catholic leads by two, and Erlington wants the timeout. They will stop the clock at 2:15 to play in the third quarter. It's 35-33 in favor of Covington Catholic. Now stay tuned for state tournament basketball. Back at Freedom Hall in Louisville. 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 35-33, your score in favor of Covington Catholic. Inbounds pass goes to Greg Martin as he walks across the 10-second line straight away. Left side to Johnson. Down the alley it goes to Tyrone Hobson. He backs up and fires, and it misses. Rebound off to Johnson. His shot's no good either. Banged up in corner. Jim Hicks had it and lost it. Chris picks it up for Covington Catholic. 35-33. The Colonels by two. Right side Overman feeds to Fritz. Fritz is going to shoot over Hicks's head, and he got it. Sixth field basket for Joe Fritz. And now Covington Catholic has picked up a four-point lead as the Jackets have been stone cold in the third quarter. Over the 10-second line to the right side, Tyrone Hobson back behind to Greg Martin. Martin back to the top of the keyhole. Martin dribbles left, goes back right, lays up a shot that's good. Greg Martin with a beautiful move down the alley. It's 37-35. Inbounds to Fritz, being chased in the corner by Tyrone Hobson. Here's almost a steal up here. Picked up, though, out front by Ron Droge. Droge gets away, comes back to the guard line with it. Up to the top of the circle, flips left side. Overman fakes the shot, doesn't go with it. Nall goes around two men, fires across the side, no good. Tipped up in the corner, Fritz comes off with a rebound. Back in the alley, a shot by Droge, Schlomer is good. George Schlomer right down the middle. 39-35 in favor of Covington Catholic. Erlington down by 4 points. The Jackets have got the basketball. Right side goes Tyrone Hobson. Backs up on the dribble. Shovels ahead now to in the corner to Johnson. He backs up with it. Can't get rid of it. Looks for help. Hooks it out front to Tyrone Hobson. Hobson to Hicks. Hicks is going to fire out of the corner. Good. Beautiful one-hand soft push shot by Jimmy Hicks. It's 39-37. Almost a steal. Knocked out of bounds by Greg Martin. Oh, check it. Check it. They call it right back now. It was touched out front by Randy Nall, and the Jackets are going to get the basketball inbounds. Greg Martin to the baseline. Here's a tie-up chance. George Schlomer goes out, and Joe Kreinborg comes back in. Up for a shot is Justin Sharp, and it's good. Right in front, his fifth field basket. The press is slapped on again. Nall in the backcourt is going to make it across the line. Here it comes to Overman. He fires from the high side, misses. Rebound chase down. The Jackets have got it. It's a two-on-one fast break. Johnson stops, shoots, and missed it. Banged up once, no good. Knocked out of bounds and hooked back inside as the buzzer ends the third quarter. At the freeway mark, she's all tied up 39-39. This is the All-Star Dairy Sports Network. It's all tied up at 39-39. Dawson Tipp is in the backcourt, picked up by Covington Catholic. On the side, Randy Nall. Out to Overman, back to Nall. Nall loops it underneath. Schlomer shoots and is a whistle. And a foul on Schlomer for charging. And that'll be number four. Four personal fouls on the big Covington Catholic center, George Schlomer. Ball possession, so there's no free throw to be shot. Across the 10-second line comes Arthur Johnson. Goes down in the left corner. And he's called for palming the basketball. They'll flip it inside backcourt now. Back off the bench comes Joe Kreinborg. He'll replace George Schlomer for Covington Catholic. Ron Droge on the line, flips inbounds. Dale Overman loops a high pass in the corner to Randy Nall. Back out to Overman. Overman back to Nall. Nall's going to shoot a little soft shot that's no good. Hicks off for the rebound. Here's a three-on-three, and Hicks holds up. Behind to Greg Martin. Martin across the 10-second line in the corner. Here's Hicks with it out of that corner. He wants to shoot it, but he's too far back. Turns, looks for help. He better get rid of it. He bounces one time, and he didn't get rid of it. That's the third time that the Jackets have stood and held that basketball without moving it. He'll have to jump it up against Randy Nall, who is 6'6". 39-39 tie score. Batted in the corner. Taken by Erlington. As out of there with it came Tyrone Hobson. Picked up by Justin Sharp. Sharp bounces back to Hobson. Hobson looks for help. He fakes. He drives. He goes and let's check it. A charging foul against Hobson. That's the fourth personal foul against Tyrone Hobson. Ball possession, no free throw to be shot. Inbounds it comes, almost a steal. Picked up in the backcourt by Joe Fritz. Fritz moves across the line, goes right into the top of the circle, backs up, fires a soft shot that's no good. Rebound turns around, shot is up and out of there, no good. Fought for, and down with it comes Justin Sharp. He fights his way out of there with it. He got banged in the head twice in that melee. Sharp across the line, Erlington wants to call a timeout. It'll be Erlington's basketball with a go-ahead chance right here as Arthur Johnson's on the baseline right to our left. He will toss it in. He looks. He's still looking. He gets it in the backcourt to Tyrone Hobson. Hobson moves over the 10-second line to the right. Straightaway flip goes to Greg Martin. Martin turns with the ball over his head, fakes, goes down the alley. He's got a go-ahead shot. It's up and out of there. No good, but a foul along the lane. And the foul is going to be on Jimmy Cooper. Greg Martin goes to the line with a one bonus for the Jackets.
Martin at the line for one bonus.
He bounces a couple of times. The shot's in the air. It's going to be good as it falls through. And he'll get a second one. Erlington on top now, 40-39 with 6:29 left. Martin back for the second shot. Punches it up and it falls off of there. No good. Rebound battled on the floor. A whistle and another foul is going to be called. And this one's on Jim Hicks. Fritz looks down the alley. Here's the shot in the air. It's up and out of there. No good. Hicks off for the rebound. Right side to Greg Martin. Martin across the 10-second line. Dribbles around his man to the left. Shoots a shot from the side. No good. Ball knocked down in the corner. Picked up and fed outside. And recovered on a steal by Arthur Johnson. Johnson dribbling to the top of the circle. Looks around for help. Outside to the guard line to Greg Martin. Martin across court to Tyrone Hobson. Here is Justin Sharp. Beautiful right-hand hook shot using the backboard. A beautiful hook shot. The press is slapped on. A foot across the line. Here comes Kreimberg. 42-39 Erlington. 5 minutes and 46 seconds left in the ballgame. Jimmy Cooper out front. Back to Overman. Overman's going to shoot a long one. He ripped it right through the bottom. This kid can really hit. 42-41. The Jackets by one. Greg Martin behind the 10-second line. Changes hands on the bounce and comes across the stripe. Cross-court flip goes to the right side. Driving goes Tyrone Hobson. Backs up, fires. It's in and out. Tipped up across by Jimmy Hicks and no good. And pulled off of there by Overman. Out front, Cooper with it. A bat pass back from Fritz and Cooper will bring it to the top of the circle. He loops one here to the right side. Almost intercepted by Hobson. Back it comes. Cooper's going to shoot a long one. It's off the rebound. No good in the corner. Nall's got it. Turns around. Hooks back outside to Kreimberg. Kreimberg to Overman. To Cooper in the middle. Cooper dribbles to this right side. Gets Fritz. Gets it right back. Cooper's going to shoot a 10-footer. This one's way off the mark. And it's recovered there by Arthur Johnson. Johnson dribbles across the 10-second line. Checks from the free throw line. Shoots. Misses. Ball battle on the boards. And it comes off in the backcourt to Overman. And almost a steal. Picked up, though, by Droege. 42-41, Erlington leading by 1 point. This one might go right down to the wire. In the corner, Fritz fires, and he rolls it across there, no good. Johnson drags it off for the Jackets. Johnson went about 4 feet, right straight up in the air that time. Moves across the 10-second line to the left. Loops it on the high post to Justin Sharp. He's got a one-hand push shot. It's no good. Chased off in the corner, and Cooper's got it. A big pileup back there on the floor, but they get out of there with it. And the ball is booted up here and recovered on a steal by Hobson. In the corner, here is Justin Sharp with it. A one-hand punch shot. Good. 7 field baskets for Justin Sharp. 44-41, and now Covington Catholic wants to call a timeout. Right now, a reminder for you to stay tuned for state tournament basketball. Back in Freedom Hall in Louisville, and we're set to get back into action with exactly 4 minutes left on the clock in this ball game. 44-41. Erlington leads it by three. The ball belongs to Covington Catholic in the backcourt. Here we go now. Ball inbounds in backcourt to Randy Nall. Nall across the line to Jimmy Cooper. Cooper to the right side, comes near this baseline corner. Still on the bounce, checks it off now, and throws it away as it's recovered on the steal by Tyrone Hobson. That might be a big play right there. 3 minutes and 42 seconds as the clock is running. Justin Sharp almost fell down on a slick spot. Back to Tyrone Hobson. Hobson looks, turns around, gets the ball behind him to Greg Martin. Martin trying to push the defense back. Martin with a left-hand dribble goes around the horn to the left, goes back to the baseline, turns it underneath, and throws it away right into the hands, and it's a fight for it back there. And finally picked up in the backcourt by Fritz, and Martin gave the ball away. Over the 10-second line, here is Cooper. Feeds down the alley. Backup shot by Schlomer is going to come out of there. No good. Batted on the boards. Picked on the boards and knocked out of bounds. Belongs to Erlington. 44-41, the Jackets. Boy, the tension's building up now. 3 minutes and 5 seconds, 4 seconds as the clock is running. Arthur Johnson with a beautiful fake goes across the 10-second line. Has to stop his dribble. He gets Justin Sharp. He wants to call a timeout. They'll stop the clock and the Jackets will talk it over. It'll be Erlington's basketball. Side near court as we go back into action. On the baseline to clip it in is Arthur Johnson. He's looking. He's got Greg Martin behind the 10-second line. Martin cut off by Cooper. Gets across the line. Still on the dribble. He has not checked it off yet. He's still dribbling. He looks for help. Across the 10-second line, almost on it, was Arthur Johnson. Right side now. Feed on the give and go, and a walking violation on Greg Martin. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. Greg Martin took the extra step. Overman inbounds to Cooper. And now here's Covington Catholic's chance. Cooper still dribbling. Cut off. Looks down the alley. Right side to Fritz. Fritz is going to shoot a 20-footer, and he's got it. This kid can really bomb him from the corner. The net snarled, and Cooper jumps up and unsnarls it. Now there's a three-man press on now as the inbounds pass comes to Justin Sharp. He's being banged all the way down the baseline. Gets away from Joe Fritz. Feeds outside to Arthur Johnson, to Tyrone Hobson. He bounces to Greg Martin to the right. In the middle, it comes back to Johnson. Back to Greg Martin. Martin gets his pick, goes down the alley, shovels in the corner. Hicks comes out with it. Can't get in for the flip. Johnson outside to Justin Sharp. In to Martin. Martin back on the side. Hicks down the alley. Didn't shoot it. Back out in the middle. It comes to Arthur Johnson again. Here goes Justin Sharp. He's in the alley. Back in the corner. Flip back out. Erlington with it. Here is a fake. And under there for a shot. No good. Hicks had it. Couldn't get it. And the foul's going to be detected back onto the basket on Randy Nall. Hicks in the air. Got it. Ice water in the veins right there. You've got to have it. 45-43, Erlington by two. Here's a big one. Hicks goes back, eyes the bucket. Big deep breath, chewing the gum, shoots it way off to the side. No good. And Nall comes off with the free throw, the rebound. Out to Jimmy Cooper. Cooper across the 10-second line. 45-43, Erlington. One-hand pumper is no good. Tipped in front by Randy Nall. Randy Nall ties the score. A hook down floor to Justin Sharp. Sharp drives. He hooks and he missed it. Ball is picked up out front by Tyrone Hobson. Boy, what a save that amounted to. Up on the corner. Hicks fake. Dubs up. Backs up. Shoots and got it. Jimmy Hicks from the right side. Minute 20 on the clock. Inbounds it comes to Nall. Nall hooks down forward to Overman. Overman checks off. He's giving it on the go to Nall. Goes down the alley and lays it in. Randy Nall laid it in. Down floor. A long baseball pass to Greg Martin. Martin shoots. He got it. And a foul on Joe Fritz. A foul on Joe Fritz. Fire. One shot. Martin flips. He got it. Martin makes it now. 50-47. The clock is running. We're down to a minute, two. We're down to a minute. We're down to 59 seconds. Here is a shot. Good. Popped in from the right side by Schwimmer. It'll be flipped in to Greg Martin. He's double-teamed in backcourt. Has it on the side. Batted to Arthur Johnson, and he almost lost it. Johnson still dribbling. Goes across court. A toss and back and forth on the 10-second line. And the ball's going to be flipped in now by Covington Catholic. They want to call a timeout. A four mistake. As Arthur Johnson went back and forth across the line, did not see it. A timeout called. It's 50-49 with 46 seconds left. Dale Overman is on the line. Inbounds it comes to Jimmy Cooper. Cooper across the 10-second line to the left side. In the corner to Fritz. Fritz is going to shoot, and he got it. The eighth field basket for Fritz. It's 51-50 in favor of Covington Catholic. Hooked across court to Arthur Johnson. He feeds it to Sharp. Sharp backs up, shoots, got it! Clock running, 23 seconds, 22 seconds. No press back here. Nall across the line. He hangs on. He looks. Cooper with it. Cooper holds it over his head. Outside, Cooper's going to shoot. This is way short. Up for the rebound goes Fritz. He got it. Timeout for Arlington with 6 seconds. It's 53-52 in favor of Covington Catholic. It's 53-52. There's 6 seconds on the clock. The Jackets have got to get it down floor and get it in a hurry. 6 seconds left on the clock. And this boy, Fritz, has been the backbreaker. As far as Arlington is concerned, he's as cool as a cucumber. Little soft one-hand shot from about 12 feet, popped right through the bottom of the net. And good, this boy, Fritz, has hit the last three baskets to bring this ball club right off the floor, as the Jackets, at one time, built to a three-point lead, went to a five, back to a three, back to a one. And now, Covington Catholic, by 1 point, leads it 53-52, and the Jackets have 6 seconds to get that ball down the floor and take a shot. Let's see what the strategy is going to be right here. As the Jackets are along the sideline, Coach Bobby Fox is down on the floor, and he's drawing a diagram for them. He's telling them right now what he wants them to do. But 6 seconds is not a very long time. That mistake back and forth across the line hurt, but of course a backup one-hand punch shot by Justin Sharp put the Jackets right back on top by one. And then Fritz comes back with two straight baskets on soft one-handers and puts the Colonels on top. It's 53-52. Time is going to be blown back in. Now let's see what the strategy is going to be. On the baseline goes Greg Martin. The clock will not start until the ball is inbounds. It comes inside. Flip to Justin Sharp with 6 seconds. Sharp with a long shot. It's no good. Ball taken off. Hobson shoots. He got it! He got it! He got it! He got it! Arlington has won the ball game. Tyrone Hobson got it. Arlington has won the ball game. Listen to the roar of this crowd. And gentlemen, what a finish. A long shot, a 40-footer, was taken by Justin Sharp. The ball came banging off the board. Tyrone Hobson, right down the lane, grabbed that ball, went up, and caulked her right through the net. As he is the boy, the fair-haired boy that grabbed that ball off the floor, as the clock was down to 1 second, got it in the air, went right through the bottom of the hook, just as the horn went off, and the Arlington Yellow Jackets are the 1967 Kentucky State High School basketball champions. What a colossal finish. We thought they were gone, Bud, because they had 6 seconds. That's not a lot of time, but they had the play worked out. And here is Justin Sharp. He has balanced himself up on. They're going to cut the net down here in Freedom Hall. The Arlington Yellow Jackets are the 1967 Kentucky State High School basketball champions.
Fans, we're talking to Justin Sharp, and I guess, Justin, this is the greatest thrill of your life.
Oh, yes, sir. It really is.
Let me ask you this, Justin. When you had 6 seconds left and you took the timeout and you went down behind the baseline and Coach Fox got down and was diagramming, looked like from here some sort of a play, what did he tell you to do?
Well, he told me to set up on the high post up there and Jimmy over in the left-handed corner for me to go. Jimmy come and set a screen on my man, let me roll out where he was and let me get the ball. But his man didn't go with him, so I went out where I was supposed to go, and then he still didn't move. I cut across the middle of the floor, and I was supposed to dribble to the high post up there and shoot a jump shot. And then I got up there, and Jimmy and Tyrone, in the meantime, were supposed to be on each baseline. If I missed it, all three were supposed to tip for everything we had. And then the hop was right there, boy.
Tyrone was right on the spot,
yeah,
wasn't he?
It really was. A hop really alive, boy.
Justin, thanks a million for talking to us. We're going to have Coach Fox over here. I understand there's going to be a big motorcade when you get home tomorrow.
Oh, yes, sir.
I think everybody in the county will meet you.
I do, too. I sure hope so, boy.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
That was Justin Sharp, who just told us the play that was diagrammed down on the floor as they brought him in here and picked this ball game up. We're going to talk now to Coach Bob Fox when we get him over here.
The state basketball championship.
And here's the UPI Coach of the Year, Bob Fox.
Greatest day in the world, isn't it?
Yes, sir, the greatest day in our lives.
I just talked to Justin Sharp, and he told me about the play being diagrammed, that it didn't just exactly work like you'd hoped, but the end result was what you got.
Right. He was supposed to hit the basket, but I told Hicks to get on one side of that basket and Tyrone to get on another, and if that thing came off there, to tip it in. And He didn't exactly tip it, but he got his hands on it good, and he just went up there and laid that thing right back in.
What did your heart stop when you looked up and saw that the time had gone out? You looked and saw the scoreboard. Was there a doubt maybe that it had been a little late? Did it scare you half to death?
Tell the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth, Elmer. I never doubted for 1 minute that what was going to win this ball game. So help me God.
I believe you're right. You told me that before the ball game.
It looked dark. It looked dismal. But I never did give up the faith, you know.
Well, you stayed right in there, and the greatest prize that can come to a high school basketball coach, I would say, in the entire nation, because this is the greatest show on earth. This is the big one. So you're not only champions of Kentucky, I think of all 50 states.
Well, Elmer, you know how I feel about Kentucky basketball, and I just am thrilled to death. I'm thrilled for these boys. I'm thrilled to the fact that by hard work and by dedication that these things do pay off, that it's not just a bunch of a myth, or that somebody says all good guys never win. These are good boys. They're good, clean, living kids, and they scrap it 3 hours every day of their life, and this is the end result right here tonight.
You know, we were talking about 2 or 3 weeks ago before the district tournament started, and that seems like a million years ago, doesn't it?
It sure does.
You remember you told me that this was the most unselfish basketball team you'd ever seen in your life, and I know a couple of times in this ball game, being so unselfish actually cost you 4 points.
It actually did. There's no question about it. 2 or 3 times, passes were made that if it had gone on and converted the thing, we would have had the points, you know. But looking for that other guy that might have the least little bit better shot than they did, it really cost us a little bit tonight. But I'll take that kind of a cost any time.
Wouldn't you, though?
Elmer, would you let me do something personal here?
I'd be glad
to. You know, my mother is sitting at home right now, and she couldn't come up here to this ball game, and I want to just say this. For what little success I've had in this world, Mom, I owe it all to you and my dad and my family.
I couldn't think of any better way to say it. Thanks a million. Coach of the Year, Bob Fox.
This has been State Tournament Basketball.